The lush garden blends together urban farming, inspirational art, and bursts of natural flora growing wild. It feels miles away from the strip malls and bustling traffic on Patton Avenue, just down the road. Founder Dwayne Barton says the initial spirit behind the Peace Garden was to sprout positive change during a time of turbulence.
He said, don't go to Washington and protest if you don't know your neighbor down the street. So we just invested in our own backyard and created a space that would help, you know, absorb trauma and inject inspiration through the arts, the environment, and of course, social enterprise.
It was 2003, just as the U.S. entered the war in Iraq. Barton wanted to create a resource where healthy food was plentiful and that would also provide learning opportunities for neighborhood kids. In the nearly two decades since, it's expanded into two additional gardens, and Barton says he's seen the kids grow and take meaningful jobs out in the community. For instance, one man he worked with decades ago now owns a landscaping company.
Life has taught him that those things that we was trying to teach him at a real young age was very beneficial. And he's so happy that he was able to live to see it come to reality, and that he now wants to go to the young boys that I'm working with right now today and say, man, listen to this dude, because what he's saying is true.
Last week, the Burton Street Peace Garden raised more than $11,000 to install solar panels. Barton says they're partnering with the Appalachian Institute for Renewable Energy to offer green infrastructure job training, which he hopes will continue to translate into more opportunities for the next generation. I'm Cass Harrington, BPER News.